Part 4, After the Tunnel, Arriving on the Other Side. The reunion that takes place when we arrive on the other side is one of the most ecstatic events we ever experience. The spirits at home are alerted that we're on our way. When, as Francine describes it, our light begins blinking. The light of God we each carry inside of us that acts almost literally as a pilot light to keep our soul illuminated, our own eternal torch. Not only can the spirit world see these blinking lights, but they can also tell which particular blinking lights indicate that people they know are coming, so that they don't dash to greet every Tom, Dick, and Harry who shows up. Instead, the initial reunion is a breathtaking wealth of familiarity. Deceased loved ones from the life we've just left are there to meet us, as Grandma Ada was for me. But there are also friends and loved ones from every one of our past lives, both on Earth and on the other side, most of whom we haven't seen since we left home for this most recent incarnation. Also waiting for us on the other side, almost without exception, are our soulmates. You may have heard me bristle on this subject before, but for those who haven't, I'll be glad to explain why the many misunderstandings about soulmates upsets me. Each of us was created with both male and female aspects, and in fact experienced lifetimes in both genders. We were also created with a kind of identical twin, this spirit whose male and female aspects are mirror images of our own. That spirit twin is our soulmate. Our soulmate is not, as some suggest, the other half of us, unless you're comfortable believing that we're all just a bunch of half people wandering around. In any given lifetime, our soulmate is not even necessarily the gender we sexually prefer. So it's a myth to assume that, on the off chance you run into your soulmate here on Earth, the two of you are destined to be lovers or spouses. And it really is an off chance that you and your soulmate will choose to incarnate at exactly the same time anyway. Why would you even bother to make a point of it, since you have an eternity together on the other side? And even there, you're hardly dependent on each other or joined at the hip. Once the reunion celebration is finished, most of us are escorted by our spirit guide to a magnificent domed, pillared, Romanesque building called the Hall of Wisdom. It's located just beyond the tunnel, the first building we see when we arrive. You've heard the saying, all roads lead to Rome? Similarly, all tunnels lead to the Hall of Wisdom. Its entrance is stunning, graced with vast marble steps, brilliant statuary, and fountains, sweet-smelling flowers in constant and impossibly beautiful bloom. Inside the Hall of Wisdom is a gigantic room surrounded by pillars. Our guide leads us to one of the many smooth, white marble benches, and then steps back while we take our seat and begin a process that many near-death survivors recall, but few remember in precise detail.